Oh, you there?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
And what would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about love.
Yeah.
You're 56 years old.
Yes, that is correct.
I am in New York City. Where are you? London?
I'm not in London. I am in a place called Holsovie, which is based in Devon.
Dublin.
Yeah, this is in southwest.
And is the topic of love okay for you?
Yeah, that's okay. No problem. Go for it.
Okay, so I feel like people don't understand love, and they are really entrenched with an idea that love can be purchased. But love of yourself is the most important thing.
Yeah, I can see where you go.
You don't think so?
No, I agree. Love is important. But love is love is a strange word, isn't it? It can mean many things.
Like?
Love for your mother, love for your brother, love for your pet, as examples.
But I feel like if you don't love yourself, you can't give those other people love.
Yes, it's difficult to love yourself sometimes, isn't it?
It really is.
Because we perceive ourselves in a way others may not perceive us. Because as humans, we're all very self-critical of who we are.
I think I have been self-critical for a long time. And then I learned from a puppy how to love myself. Unconditionally. Yeah. And then I started to give love differently to other people. And I found that a lot of people didn't know how to receive that love. I found that a lot of people didn't understand what that love meant. Unconditional, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm listening.
I feel like our society, if we all loved ourselves, if we all paid attention to loving ourselves unconditionally, then the society would grow in a rapid rate that would be better. And our emotional selves would be more transcribed in the universe. Like it would help us. Because I feel like if whatever you give, you're going to receive. And if you don't love yourself, you can't give love. So, you know, on a daily basis, our lives would be different if we loved ourselves more. You understand that?
Yeah, I do understand that.
Yeah, and I feel like we don't right now, but I feel like we're getting to that point. I think that people are understanding through social media, like this conversation is happening in New York and all the way overseas. And, you know, I feel like I'm thankful for it. Like we don't know each other, but we can have a conversation and hello?
Yeah, I'm still listening. Don't worry, I'm listening. I can listen.
I feel like, no, my phone just buzzed, so I didn't know what it was. But yeah. I feel like, you know, this society will get better. You know, all the things that happen are not related to our personal lives, but they're related only if we take them in. You know?
Yeah.
Do you understand that? So like a boat doesn't sink just by being on the water. It's the water that comes into the boat that allows it to sink. The same way, like if we view the news every day and it's really depressing, it can make us depressed.
Yes.
So
I agree there.
So yeah, so on a daily basis, I'm going to end the conversation here, but I feel like, you know, this is my first time on this service, so it's a little exciting. I feel like loving ourselves will allow us to have different experiences and in turn allow the world to be a different place.
I like the theory. I do like the theory. I think you're quite right. It will happen, but I think it's not going to be an overnight thing. Because as you say,
it won't.
Because we don't have the art of conversation anymore, like unless it's talking like we are now.
Yeah.
It's just not what it used to be.
Right. How did it used to be? Because a lot of people don't even understand what it used to be.
Well, before Facebook and Twitter and whatever, people actually used to go in a thing called a pub or social gatherings, and they would be forced to say, hello, how are you? Or if you're in UK like me, you start a conversation by talking about the weather. Oh, it's sunny today, isn't it? And that would start a conversation.
But now people don't talk.
No,
right?
Well, they do, but they talk with their fingers. Hashtag Memoji, smiley face, poo, smiley face, question mark, whatever facey thing you do.
In New York, I feel like I have some friends that I meet on the street. They're usually street artists. And we have small conversations. But I'm learning also to not talk to so many people and give more people, like a core group of people, more attention than to spread myself thin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm less on social media than I used to be. And I'm pretty much the first wave of the internet baby, like the internet generation. I'm like the first wave of that generation.
I like that term, internet baby. I love that. I'm a baby boomer then, because if I'm in my 50s, I mean, my parents had me when they was in the 61. I was born in 1962.
I think your perspective is right, you know, that we need to have more conversations, but they need to happen on the news.
I don't think that it doesn't make great news. That's a problem, isn't it? The news is only there. They like to put the bad stuff.
Yeah.
They like to put in the good stuff, which is a shame.
But they used to put the good stuff too. Is that right?
They sometimes used to put good stories like duck rescued by firemen. That sort of thing.
Did you hear about the story about the guy from France that rescued the little baby?
Yes, I think that's a good story, that.
That's a great story. But then he got his citizenship from France because of the rescue. Did you hear that part?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't hear that part, no.
I think it's really brilliant, but I won't even say, but it's really brilliant. You know, like somebody does a good deed and gets rewarded for it. It was nice talking to you.
That's okay. I don't mind. I
look forward to doing it again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Just remember, you're a valuable person in life.
Thank you.
And that's all you need to know.
And you are
more, because you think, oh, what's this old guy on about?
No, I really appreciate that. I think that I will talk to you again.
That's okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.